Oh, it's very important as you think about agriculture as a whole in the United States being 2% of the population. You know, we're you know, truthfully, minority, whatever you want to call it. So anytime, you know, in this day and age that we have the opportunity to tell our story, it's very important to get it out there, you know. Agriculture and farming has always been kind of, I don't know if stereotype's the right word, but, you know, always been reserved, and we just kind of do our own thing and don't really talk about it. But, you know, as some concerns and challenges in things have surfaced, and kind of maybe fallen on agriculture's lap a little bit, it just reiterates the importance of telling our story, and whether it's, you know, stewardship practices, conservation, some of the things that we're doing on our farm to, you know, preserve the land and soil types for our future generations down the road, to, you know, producing livestock, whether it's meat or dairy, to, you know, animal husbandry and how we take care of our livestock here locally. You know, you may see those things at the state level or maybe a national level a little bit more, but it really has the touch and feel of importance at the local level for sure.
Was at your table, was it general conversation, or did anybody have any specific questions on what you did?
It was general conversation for the most part at my table, and not to say that I'm sure there was a lot of questions at mm-hmm. some other tables, but I was at a table with local physician Jesse Corns and his wife, and you know, I graduated from Alito High School, so you know, I have known him for a long time, but, you know, just to be able to catch up on some things and with what he's doing, you know, they're raising some calves and at their farm in Alito for, you know, locally produced, mm-hmm. produced beef. So, you know, just great conversation and very interesting, all the way around, I think.